Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Toronto City Church and to our online worship experience. It is so good to be together via technology. I know, I wish we were all together in person. I know you do as well, and we'll get there one day soon again. But in the meantime, it's still great that we can be together. We can worship God. We can connect as a church family, and we can continue to grow and move forward in what He has for us. It's the start of December. We're getting to really, this month, put a focus on Christmas, and we are starting a new series entitled The Thrill of Hope. And this month, I want to talk to you about hope. I feel just a drawing and an assignment from the Lord for us to take time to focus on this amazing topic in the Scriptures, the topic of hope. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:13, the love chapter, it finishes by saying this: "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Now, you know, over the last several months as a church family, we've been talking about faith. Our last sermon series was Faith Works. We've been talking about love, particularly around the element of faith working by love. And as I said, as we come out the end of 2020, as we look forward to 2021, I feel a real assignment from the Lord for us to focus on hope. As well, because it's the first Sunday of the month, it's Healing School Sunday. And so I'm going to connect these two together, and we're going to talk about hope, and we're going to talk about hope and our healing. So let's begin first and foremost by laying some biblical groundwork for the concept of hope. If you want to turn with me to Zechariah 9 verse 12, it says this, it says, "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double." Isn't that good? Let me read it to you again. "Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope." Come on, somebody say prisoners of hope. "Today I declare that I will restore to you double." Somebody say double. You know, I love the Message paraphrase translation. It says this: "Come home, hope-filled prisoners. This very day, I'm declaring a double bonus. Everything you've lost returned twice over." Now, the context of this verse or this passage from the book of Zechariah is it's a prophetic passage speaking to the Jewish people who have been taken captivity in Babylon. They've been through some stuff. They've been through some horrific elements. Their city was burned to the ground. Thousands of people were killed. They were taken and uprooted from their homeland. They were taken far away into Babylon. And they were there for 70 years. But in this passage, there is a prophetic call to return home. There's a prophetic call to them being prisoners of hope. And there is a promise that God is going to restore to them double. And even as we're in this time and we're in this series speaking of hope, I feel like there is a prophetic word for us in this season. There's a prophetic word for you. There's a prophetic word for me that I want to encourage you to latch your faith onto. Yeah, 2020 has been a challenging year. 2020 has been a difficult year. We can't say it's been as difficult as what the Jewish people face when they're taken to Babylon. But for many of us, it definitely was not the year we expected. And it definitely has been a year that has been filled with challenges and discouragements and disappointments. And in many ways, just as they were prisoners, we have been prisoners. But what God is calling us is He's saying, "I'm calling you, even though you've been prisoners in different ways, even in a lockdown," He's saying, "be prisoners of hope." Right? Be prisoners of hope. And I love a little play on that word, that hope would capture our hearts, that we'd be prisoners of hope. But even in the middle of this time where there's a lot of limitations and a lot of things we can't do, that God is calling to us to be filled with hope. This season, He wants to minister hope to us. He wants us to rise up in hope. He wants us to be filled with hope. And here's the word. The word is, because He says, "I'm going to restore to you double. I am going to give you double. There is going to be double for your trouble." Come on, somebody say double for your trouble. And I want to encourage you, God is calling us to rise up in hope. Even as we finish out 2020, it's going to manifest for some of us. And into 2021, that God is going to restore. And God is going to give us double for our trouble. And I want to encourage you to believe that, to receive that, to stand on that, and be stirred up in hope. Come on, someone, if you're sitting with someone around you, or yell it to your cat, whatever you need to do, say, I am going to have double for my trouble. Come on, say, I am rising up in hope. Come on, we're rising up in hope. Isaiah 61 verse 7 also speaks to this concept. It says, instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Listen, we've been through some stuff. We've been through some challenges, but God is calling us to rise up in hope, because he is going to give us double as we move forward and even more. But what is the key in all this? The key in all this, that even in the midst of all the challenges we faced, the midst of the discouragement, the midst of the disappointments, God is saying, as you finish out 2020 and 21, he is calling us, he's challenging us, he's saying, listen, stir up your hope, rise up in hope, refresh and renew your hope in me. Let me look at a couple verses to encourage you in this. Psalm 42:11 says this, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Come on, say hope in God. Right? Hope in God. This is the call that he has for us. In the midst of all that's gone on, he's calling us in a fresh way, saying, guys, put your hope in me. Family, put your hope in me. Stir up this hope as we finish out the year. Stir up hope as we come into 2021. In the name of Jesus, I declare that hope is rising. Psalm 42:11 in the New Living Translation says this, why am I discouraged? And why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Yes, in this year, there has been discouragement. Yes, in this year, there has been sadness. There has been grief. There has been loss. There has been challenge. But we need to make a decision that I'm not going to stay in a place of discouragement. I am not going to stay in a place of sadness. I'm rejecting that, and I'm accepting hope. I'm rejecting that, and I'm receiving hope. I am rising up in hope in God. Some more verses to encourage us in this. Psalm 33:22. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Psalm 39:7. And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Psalm 62:5. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Psalm 78:7 says this, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Psalm 119:114 says, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And Lamentations 3:24 says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Come on, somebody say, rise up in hope. So the question becomes then, if we're talking about the call to stir up hope, to rise up in hope, to put our hope in God in a fresh and new way in this season, what exactly is hope? Right? Because I don't know about you, for you, but hope is one of those church words, one of those spiritual words that we can get quite used to saying and not really understand the power of what it means. It's one of those words that we get used to in a Christian context. And maybe that word has lost its power for us. What is hope? You know, I found, especially in our Canadian culture or context, when most of us think of hope, we actually think of something weak. We think of like a perspective that, well, maybe something's going to happen, maybe not, I'm not sure. It's almost like when we think of hope, it's like, well, I'm really not too confident, so I kind of hope it's going to happen. I hope something's going to turn around. I hope there's going to be change. Even if you look at the definition of hope in a dictionary, kind of a 2020 type dictionary, it really can carry some of that connotation. Like you hope something's going to change. You hope, but you're not sure. But see, guys, what I want to encourage you is this is not Bible hope. This is not the hope that we see in the scriptures. This is not the hope of our salvation. This is not hoping in God. What is Bible hope? Well, Steve Backlund, he actually said this. He said, Bible hope is a joyful, confident expectation that good is coming. Isn't that good? Let me say that again. Bible hope is a joyful, confident expectation that good is coming. See, guys, first and foremost, Bible hope is joyful. Right, as we finish out this year, as we go into 2021, God is calling us to a fresh place of joy. God is calling us to a fresh place of being filled with joy. Because if I'm filled with hope, there's this divine connection between hope and between joy. And when you are hopeful, you are joyful. There is a joy when you have Bible hope. And it's not a joy that's disconnected from reality. It's joy that is connected to the ultimate reality of who God is and what he said. Furthermore, not is Bible hope joyful, but Bible hope is confident. Right? Again, this is where it breaks down, because this perspective of hope that's like, well, I hope it's going to happen. That's not Bible hope. Bible hope is I'm joyful and I am confident. I have no doubt that this is going to come to pass. I have no doubt that God is going to come through. I have no doubt in the promises of God. See, Bible hope is confident. That's when God says hope in me. He's saying, listen, allow yourself to be filled with joy and allow yourself to be filled with confidence. And then last one, as we see that Bible hope is expectation that good is coming. Right? Good may not be here right now. We may be surrounded by a lot of things that are not good. We may be facing a lot of challenges that are not good, but in the middle of it, we are joyful and we are confident and we have an expectation that good is coming. Come on, somebody say good is coming. Right? Hope is a kingdom optimism that says, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are, God is with me and my hope is in him. Bible hope does not see the glass half empty. It also does not see the glass half full. Bible hope looks at that glass and says, look how much space God has to fill here. Look how much space and room God has to work with. I wonder how he's going to do it. I'm excited to see how God is going to fill this glass to overflowing. Why? Because that's in the game. See, hope says, if God is for me, who can be against me? Bible hope says, no weapon formed against me will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment will be shown to be in the wrong. Bible hope says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Bible hope says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Bible hope says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Bible hope says, I may not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and I know it's going to be good, because God is good, and God loves me with an everlasting love, and he is never going to leave me and never going to forsake me, and even what the devil means for evil, he is going to turn around for good, and it doesn't matter what goes on in my life, my trust and my hope is in him. Come on, somebody say, I walk in hope. And so we talk about hope, guys, and this is the season, right, to be prisoners of hope, to rise up in the hope of what he has for us. And so I want to encourage you, even as we're coming out of 2020, I don't know where your hope is right now. I don't know what level your hope is at, but wherever it is, God's calling us to take it up. And he's saying, put your hope in me as you finish out 2020. Put your hope in me as you come into 2021. And even where there's been loss, even where there's been grief, even where it's been difficult, I'm going to restore the double to you. Man, I stand on that and I declare that. I receive that even over Toronto City Church. It's time for the double. It's time for the double. God is going to give you double for your trouble in the name of Jesus. So, it's Healing School Sunday, and I have not even talked about healing yet. Some of you are wondering, well, what does this have all to do with healing? I mean, obviously, I think you can make some of the connections, but how does this connect to healing? Well, let's go to Hebrews 11, verse 1, because you'll remember, last month in our healing school, we talked about learning to believe God and having faith for our healing. Well, let's bridge off that. Let's look at Hebrews 11, verse 1, because Hebrews 11, verse 1 says this, Now, faith is the substance, watch this, of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Can I read that to you again? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, again, I already mentioned it, but last healing school, we talked about faith for healing. And all last month, we've been talking about faith. And even Sean Gaby brought a great word last week to us about faith as a church family. So we've been talking about faith. But here's what I want to focus on today. And it's a very simple truth. The Bible says that faith is the substance, or faith becomes substance. It brings to pass the things hoped for. In other words, and we're talking about our faith, but even we talk about our healing, our hope is absolutely vital to our faith functioning the way it needs to function, right? Because faith builds whatever our hope is. Catch this today, guys. Even in the context of talking about healing, make sure you grab a hold of this. Faith becomes substance of what we hope for. Faith builds what we're hoping for. A great example of this would be that hope is the blueprint that faith builds according to. I love building Legos with my daughter, and we get those Legos and we get our blueprint or our instructions for how to put this all together. Hope is the blueprint. Hope is the instructions, and then faith is the Lego blocks that works according to those instructions. But here's the key. If we have no hope, our faith has nothing to build. If we have little hope, then our faith only has a little to build. But if we have much hope, then our faith has much to build. What hope does your faith have to build? Even when we talk about the context of healing, and we talked about the context of believing for healing in our lives, often there is this battleground on the hope level, and the enemy wants to come, and his strategy is to get us into a place of hopelessness regarding our healing, rather being hope than being hopeful. Right? Are you hopeful today, full of hope? Full of a joyful, confident expectation that healing is coming, that by Jesus' stripes you were healed, and the manifestation may not have shown up yet, but it's coming, and it is going to manifest because healing belongs to you by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. You know, is there this confidence? Is there this joy in you, even if you've not seen it manifest yet? Or are you in a place of discouragement? Are you in a place of disillusionment? Are you in a place of doubt regarding it, right? Because if you're in doubt, discouragement, or disillusionment, your faith level's low. If your faith level's low, your hope level's low. If your hope level's low, your faith has nothing to build. Do you see today how important our hope is? How important this expectation is? Proverbs 13 verse 12 says this, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life." In other words, when our hope is deferred, when our hope is weak, when our hope is damaged, right, it causes issues, right? We're not healthy. We're not strong. We're not going to engage with what God has for us. Where is our hope today? Remember, we were looking earlier on at Psalm 42:11. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior, my God. See, when it comes to your healing, one of the things that you want to work on is you want to work on building your hope. You want to work on building your joyful, confident expectation that good is coming. Yes, you recognize that you've already received it through Jesus, but for many of us, it still hasn't manifested. And so a lot of times we jump to faith, but we never deal with our hope. And we still don't have, we're not healthy in that area, so our faith has a little to build. But the more we develop our hope, the more our faith has to build. See, the enemy wants us to be in discouragement. The enemy wants us to be in a place where our heart is sad, where we don't, and if he can get us there, he can sabotage much of what our faith wants to build. But see, even as this passage said, God wants to bring us to this place of hope. And I want to encourage you today, even as you're watching this and you're believing for healing, maybe you're just working on building your faith in the area of healing. You're believing to see other people heal. God wants you to live in such a place of hope. God wants you to be in such a place of a joyful, confident expectation that good is coming, that healing belongs to us because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. That if it hasn't shown up yet, today might be the day. Tomorrow might be the day. But whatever it is, I am filled with hope. I am filled with this hope. I'm filled with this confidence. I'm filled with this joy. And you focus on that and you grow that and you build that up. And the stronger your hope gets, the clearer the blueprint is for your faith to build. Could it be that some of us watching today, some of us listening today, the key for us to see a shift today is simply to allow God to begin to work regarding our hope. To work on our inner picture of what's going to happen, our inner expectations. That's really what that blueprint is, right? It's what we see, not out here, but what we see in here, the blueprint. The clearer the blueprint, the stronger the hope, the more our faith has to work with. Will we today hear the call and say, yes, I'm going to rise up in hope. I'm going to rise up in this confidence in him. So someone might be asking, well, how do I do that? Right? I mean, that's what I'd be asking, because it's not like I'm hopeless on purpose. Right? It's not like I just wake up and say, well, I'm just going to have no hope today. Usually it's because there's this battle and there's this challenge and I'm overwhelmed by the circumstances. The report is really overwhelming. I just don't know any different. I didn't know I was supposed to walk in this car. Whatever it is, it's not like I do it on purpose. So you're listening today and you're being honest. You're saying, man, I'm just struggling to hope. How do I grow in hope? Well, let's talk about this. First and foremost, if you're going to build up your hope, if you're going to rise up in hope in this season, it starts with time with God. Right, we're going to talk a little bit about this next week, but he's the God of all hope. And we're going to abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Right? And so it's time with him. God is so filled with hope. He is the source of hope. And the more time I spend with him, the more hopeful I become. Right? But what often happens is when we're hopeless, when we're discouraged, when we're beat down, the last thing in the world we want to do is go spend time with God. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but that's what happens to me. So spend time with God. Number two, spend time in the Word. Why? Because his Word brings hope. Right? We talked about that one verse a little earlier where I will hope in your Word. Right? And so time in the Word will build up hope. Number three, one of the best things you can do to build your hope is hang out with hopeful people. Right? Who is around you? Who is speaking into your life? What kind of atmospheres are you in? You want to get in atmospheres of hope. You want to get in atmospheres, not where it's just talking about how bad it is and this is never going to work and it's so difficult and it's so hard. No, you want to be in atmospheres of hope. Atmospheres that stir you up and say, God can. And all it can, God, not only God can, but God will. And atmospheres of the love of God. You know, that's one of the reasons why it's so important that we gather together as a church family. And I know we're limited in that right now, but that's not going to be forever. But we want to be a refuge of hope. We want to corporately together be prisoners of hope. I want when you hang out around me that you are encouraged to be even more hopeful. I want when I hang out with you that I'm even more encouraged to be filled with hope. Guys, how often, whether it's our healing or anything else, if we take a step back, realize, man, I'm not walking in hope at all. I am just walking in discouragement, or I'm walking in despair, or whatever else. Rise up in hope in Jesus' name. But get around other people. People are filled with hope. Number four, listen to teachings and testimonies. Right? Like, just if someone's teaching the Word of God and they're telling you about what God said, they're preaching it, like a message like this, it should be inspiring hope. It should be challenges to grow in hope. Get around testimonies. Hear about what God has done in the life of others. Hear about what God has done. And as you hear that, it's going to inspire hope in your heart. And these are just a few thoughts. One last thing of how do we rise up in hope? How do we build our hope? Here's real simple. Ask God. Ask God and believe and say, Lord, I want to grow in hope. Guys, this is the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel is this. We couldn't do it in ourselves. We didn't have enough. We weren't good enough. Our righteousness was not enough. Jesus came and he took our place. He did it for us. He said, if you put your faith and trust in me, you will receive salvation. Well, would it not be the same for hope? Right? Jesus was filled with hope. He was the most hopeful person you would ever think to meet. And we'll talk some more and dig some more into that. He is our living hope. And so in the same way, instead of trying to be hopeful in our own strength, will we be those who say, Jesus, I cannot be hopeful in my own strength. I put my hope in you. I put my trust in you. You are my living hope. And you ask him and you believe that you receive for hope. And so I want to encourage you in this. Rise up today, prisoners of hope. God is giving us double. And if you're listening to this today and you're believing for healing, if you're listening to this today and you are believing to see healing in the lives of other people, to be someone who healing flows through, I want to encourage you, stir up your hope. Rise up in hope. Why? Because faith is the substance of the thing you hope for. The clearer the blueprint, the more your faith has to build. How much are you giving faith to build in your life? And remember, above it all else, hope is not a work of the flesh. It's not a work that we do in ourselves, but it is something that comes by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take communion together. As human, the Lord's Supper. I mean, talk about something that should inspire hope in our hearts. We're going to take communion together, and then I'm going to pray over every single one of us that we would be people of hope and that we would be healed by Jesus' stripes, that we'll be people of healing. And so today is about hope, and today is about healing. So if you don't have them yet, please go grab your communion elements, get that cracker, get that juice. We're going to take the Lord's Supper together. We're gonna do this as a church family, and then we are going to pray for hope, and we're going to pray for healing in Jesus' name. And one last thing, let me make sure I mention this before we go, before you get yourself. Join me this week and next week on the Faith Fuel Video Devotionals, because I'm going to be teaching more about being prisoners of hope. I'm going to talk more about the nuts and bolts of how do we rise up in hope. How do we move from whatever our foundational perspective? Because most of us, I found our default position is not hope, and God wants to change that, because that should be our default position as Christians. Our default position should be people of hope. So make sure you join me on Faith Fuels this week. But take a moment or two here. We're going to just have a quick pause, grab your communion elements, and I'm going to be back, and we're going to take the Lord's Supper together. Hey, everyone. All right, welcome back. Well, I trust you have the bread or cracker or whatever's working for you, and you have the juice as well, as we are going to take communion together. You know, even in what we're talking about hope. And, you know, whenever we take the Lord's Supper together, this should be something that inspires so much hope in us. Again, remember, hope is a joyful, confident expectation that something good is coming. And why can we have this joyful, confident expectation that good is coming? Because of what Jesus has already done for us. Because of his finished work. Because of the price that he paid. And so let's take communion together today. Let's be inspired and built up in our hope in a fresh way. And then we're going to pray for healing, and we're going to pray for hope for every single person listening in on this video, whether it's live or whether it's on demand. And so on the night Jesus was betrayed, the scriptures say he took bread, he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Whenever you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." See, remembrance is a hopeful word, right? It's not like, oh, I forgot, but it's solemnly reminding yourself of what he's done, and maybe not even solemnly, joyfully, it's hopeful. And so let's take the bread today together in a place of hope in who he is and what he's done. Scriptures also say he took the cup. He said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. Whenever you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." Come on, let's take this in remembrance. Let's drink this today, filled with hope of the power of his finished work. So Jesus, we come before you today, and we thank you for what you've done for us. We remember what you have done for us. Even as we're in the Christmas season and we're celebrating the fact that you came, we also remember and celebrate the fact not only that you came, but that you lived a perfect life, that you went to the cross, that you died and you suffered for us. Not only did you die and suffer, but you rose again in victory. Why? So we could have victory. You overcame this world so that we, being born of you, could overcome this world as well. And so today, even as we've taken the bread, as we've taken the juice, remembering your broken body, remembering your shed blood, we stand on today and we thank you for the finished work of healing. And in the name of Jesus today, I pray and I speak healing power over every person that is watching this today. Lord, I thank you for hope in our hearts, Father. Hope being stirred up in the name of Jesus. But I thank you for your hope for healing. And we speak this and we declare this, that there is a joyful, confident expectation that Jesus already finished this work. And now by his stripes, I am healed. And we speak that right now. I speak to every body. I speak to every mind. I speak to emotions. I speak to whatever is out of order physically. We speak and we declare you are coming into an order and alignment now in Jesus' name. Come on, just receive it wherever you are. I believe that God's power is touching you. I believe that God's power is flowing through your body. Lord, I thank you for ankles that are being healed today in Jesus' name. Someone just is feeling a popping in their ankle and there's this heat on your ankle. God is healing your ankle in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for knees being healed and restored today. We thank you for backs being healed and restored today. We thank you for eyesight being healed and restored today. We thank you. We declare cancer is being healed today in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for elbows being healed and restored today in Jesus' name. God, someone's been having migraine headaches and we just speak healing and restoration today in Jesus' name. Whatever the need is, we declare it healed. We declare it whole. We declare it met today in the name of Jesus. Come on, just take a few more moments to receive. Come on, stir up that hope. Maybe you've been hopeless. And God, I just pray if someone has become hopeless about their healing, today in the name of Jesus, there's a supernatural shift. And God, they are no longer hopeless, but they are being filled with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill us with hope today in Jesus' name. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that there is so much hope in you, that Jesus, you are our living hope. And we speak this and declare this. So Lord, I pray right now, just over everyone right now, just put yourself in a position to receive, even if you just raise your hands or hold your hands out like you're receiving something, Lord. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for a supernatural hope to be stirred up in our hearts. God, that we are returning to our stronghold, prisoners of hope, and that you are giving us double. And we speak this, we declare this, we believe this, we receive this in Jesus' name. Fill us with hope. Come on, just say, I'm filled with hope. Come on, somebody say, I'm abounding in hope. There is hope in Jesus. And I thank you that in this season, even in the midst of everything going on around us, that there is a supernatural, massive, incredible hope. This joyful, confident expectation that God is working and that good is coming in our lives in Jesus' name. And we thank you for this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone who agreed with me said, amen, amen, amen. All right, awesome. Well, it has been so good to be together today. I'm going to turn you towards our announcements in just a moment. But I want to remind you again, join me this week on the Faith Fuel Video Devotionals because we're going to talk about the left foot, right foot. We're going to talk about practical keys on how we can be prisoners of hope. And if I can say this before we go, if you are watching this and you are not right with God, you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you did at some point, but you've fallen away, today is your day to get right with him. I want to encourage you, God loves you with an everlasting love. There's nothing you can do that would ever make him stop loving you. But it's our sin, and I say our sin because I was in the exact same boat. It was our sin that have separated us from him. Because of that sin, we deserve judgment. We deserve punishment. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. Jesus came, he died, he rose again. I mean, we're celebrating at Christmas, him coming. He came, he died, and he rose again. He said, if you'll put your faith and trust in me, if you'll commit your life to me, I'll forgive you of sins. I'll set you free. Instead of having eternal punishment, you will have eternal life with me. And you will walk with me starting right now. I mean, what better thing to do this Christmas season than to get right with God? And so if that's you and you know you need to give your life to Christ, you need to give your life back to Christ, I want you to pray this prayer with me out loud, right where you are, right now. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love for me. Thank you that you came for me. Thank you that you died. Thank you that you rose again. Today I turn my back on sin. I commit my life to you. Fill me up. Forgive me. Free me today. My life is yours. And Lord, I thank you for anyone who's prayed this prayer alongside me. and has prayed it with me, God, that you are filling them up in a fresh way today. God, you are saving them, and they are right with you. In Jesus' name. And everyone agreed, said, awesome. Well, if you prayed that prayer from your heart and you meant it, can you reach out to us? There's some contact info below the video here. Reach out to us. Let us know. We want to stand with you. We want to believe with you and help you in this new walk, in this new journey of walking with Christ. Amen? All right, awesome. Well, today it was great to be together. I'm so excited about how God is stirring us up as prisoners of hope in this season. Get ready for an amazing month. Yeah, it's not necessarily what we saw last year at this time. We would not have seen ourselves here this way, but it's okay because we can have a joyful, confident expectation that good is coming because God is the God of hope. As his kids, as his followers, we are going to be filled with hope, and we're going to talk more about that next week. It's been so good to be together. God bless you. Have an amazing week.